Blog Talk Radio.
To Yahweh be the glory. It's always an honor and a privilege to be on the line to minister the very word of Yahweh, the word that brings you alive. Today we're going to continue our series on prophetic development. I have Prophet Bell on the line. We will go over a couple of questions that were sent to us. We will bring forth topics, and we will bring forth a word that will cause the prophet to realize, to get to a state of understanding that there must be a prophetic development inside of you. There must be a seasoning going on inside of you. There's too many rogue prophets going around. So as I have Prophet Bell on the line, I'm going to go ahead and let him go forth with the first topic.
Amen. I'm going to say greetings to your Apostle Tanita. It's good that we can continue this series on the importance of prophetic development. You know, Apostle Tanita, I didn't realize, but there have been people that are really, really interested concerning how they ought to be trained as prophets and develop. You told me you have gotten plenty of emails. People wanted this series to continue. So I'm thankful to y'all that we can come together today on the Blog Talk and continue part three of the series. But you said people had certain questions, and where we left off at, one topic is people are interested about what we call the modern-day prophets. Do the modern-day prophets operate on the same level of prophetic authority as the first covenant prophets did? Do they still have the same prophetic authority in their mouth, or is there a limitation? Because there have been doctrines out there, Apostle Tanita, that states that the prophets of this day, for those who believe that there are prophets, which Yah is still calling prophets in the earth today, they say that the prophets today have a limited authority in the prophetic office, and it differs from the first covenant prophets.
Yes,
now, Apostle Tanita, I totally disagree with such teaching. I totally disagree with such teaching. Now, let's take this word modern. First of all, they're saying the prophets of our age, of our generation, of our time. That's simply what it means. Yes, Yah is still calling prophets, number one. There were prophets even added to the church, Apostle Tanita, even after the ascension of Yahshua. Am I right about that?
That's right.
Prophets were still added to the church. Judas and Silas were prophets. It speaks about Agabus, the prophet, that came to Paul and took his girdle and bound him and prophesied to him. So, and yet we know that there's the fivefold ministry where it says God have set in the church first apostles, secondary prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. So for the perfecting and the maturing of the saints for the work of the ministry. So it is evident. We know that if there are pastors, evangelists, and teachers today, then there has to be Apostle Tanita. There has to be apostles and prophets. But what people want to know, what is this modern-day prophet? Well, it's the prophets that in our time. It simply means y'all just have chosen you to live in this generation for such a time as this. And yes, prophets today, they speak from the heart of Yah, which they should, and they declare the mysteries of the kingdom. They do more than just prophesy. They're able to decree and pronounce judgment as Yah lead. They direct, they instruct, they confirm. They are able, Apostle Tanita, to go into the prophetic authority that y'all have given them. And that same authority is the same authority that was in the first covenant. Now, I have a question, Apostle Tanita, for those out there. Is the God of the first covenant different than the God of the second covenant? The answer to that is no.
No, he's not.
We have not God. We have put limitations on Yah's prophets, and I dare we even have such a mentality and say such a thing. We the church people that have a lack of understanding of the prophetic office have put the limits on what prophets of Yah can and cannot do today. Who are we to say what Yah's prophets can and cannot do?
Amen.
So, amen. Yes, there are prophets of this generation, which people call the modern-day prophets, but simply apostles and neither, they're just servants of Yah. They're just prophets of Yah. Prophets of the first covenant were called prophets. Prophets of the second covenant were called prophets. And this generation in which we live, those that have been called to this office are just simply prophets that live in such a time as this.
Amen.
So, Apostle Tanita, if you want to touch more on and bring something forth in this area, because I know people are interested.
Amen. When Prophet Bell brought forth the question, have Yahweh changed? Do we serve a different Yahweh? And that's always been one of my answers to that question when people say that. And then I had someone come to me, because I told them, we don't vote in a Yah. We don't live in denominations where you vote your pastors in. I have issues with those things. We don't live in a time where we vote in the president when it comes to Yahweh. Yahweh is and always will be the same. He changes not. But I had someone that said, no, he ain't changed, but the people have changed. I want to give you a scripture for that mentality, because people believe that Elisha and Isaiah and them was different than we are today. Let me give you a scripture, James 5:17. And I'm going to read out the Amplified, and then it reads, Elisha was a human being with a nature such as we have, with feelings, affections, and a constitution like ours. And he prayed earnestly for it not to rain. And no rain fell on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And you can find the reference of that in 1 Kings 17:1. So first of all, one of the problems we have and what's going on in the church today, we want to dismiss the first covenant. We want to ignore the things that take place in the first covenant and act as if it's all fiction, act as if it's all just something that happened to cause us to be excited, to tickle our flesh, to give us a storyline. But what happened in the first covenant can happen today.
Yes.
The problem is we don't have the same relationship.
That's good. That is good. And that's where we're missing it.
Yes.
That's where we're missing it.
That is where we're missing. And I just want to set that up for our next topic and to get you to the next idea of understanding that prophets supposed to have a relationship that is different than the laymen's in the church. Prophets do not carry the same relationship. I know that's going to make a lot of people say, oh, you're trying to say prophets are better than me? I'm telling you, prophets stand in a different position than you.
There you go. Yes. Yes.
They stand in a different authority than you. There's a lot of people running around saying there's no big I's and little U's in the church. I want to tell you there are ranks in Christ. There is ranks in the Messiah. There are ranks. The scripture tells us about the ranks. Even Apostle Paul talked about being first class soldiers. There are ranks and there is governing systems that we have to abide to. The problem is we try to make everyone equal. I don't know about you, but we don't serve a socialist God. There is no equality in this thing. In First Covenant, he chose a race of people.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did, Apostle.
We got to understand. Those that are chosen to be prophets, those that are called to be prophets, they didn't pray to be prophets. And there's another question, and we're going to go back on that, but I want to hit this other question, too, that was emailed to me, and they asked me, do I agree to these prophetic schools? Do I agree to these prophetic schools? And that was, yes, Prophet Bell, I figured you would enjoy that question. And the answer is yes and no. There are some prophetic schools that I agree to. Very few. Very few. And there's some famous prophetic schools I pray to Yahweh that he shuts them down. See, we got to understand that there's levels of understanding. There is rims in Yahweh. And there are some schools that stuck on the first rim of understanding. They refuse to go up higher. They refuse to get a deeper depth in him. They want to stay on the level that they're at where they first started the school. You got to come up higher.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Yes, you got to come up higher. Prophet Bell, I'll let you go ahead. If there's anything you want to say on that before we go into the intimacy and relationship of the prophet.
Well, that's good that you brought that out about a prophet's lifestyle. A prophet of Yah, the only way that prophet can really have that level of true intimacy with the Father, a prophet will spend vigorous time in the presence of Yah. One of my favorite scripture, Apostle Tanita, Jeremiah 23, verse 18. This is from the King James Version. But for who have stood in the council of Yahweh and have perceived and heard his word? Who have marked his word and heard it? And verse 22 says, but if they had stood, who? If the prophets, if they had stood in my council and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doing. Now, there's a lot of so-called prophets and prophetic ministry out there that's not even operating, Apostle Tanita, in this realm.
Amen.
They're always speaking blessings, speaking material things. But here, Yah says, hey, if you are a prophet and you have stood in my counsel and heard my word, then you will be able to speak and declare to the wicked that they need to turn towards me. If my word is truly in you, if you have been in my counsels, a prophet, we said something in the first two series, a prophet must have a consecrated life. I know anyone that's living in the kingdom of God, yes, you must have a consecrated life. But as you said, Apostle, there are ranks, levels, realms, dimensions in this thing that people have no idea how this thing works. Prophets, y'all revealed this to me. I might be a prophet in the earth realm, and prophets are needed in the earth realm. But I operate out of the kingdom of Yah. I live, most of my living should be in the kingdom of Yah. Why? I'm a servant. I'm hearing the heartbeat of the chambers of his heart, releasing revelation to me to go forth into the earth realm. One of the main functions, one of the main messages of the prophets, Apostle Tanita in the first covenant, was to turn people's hearts toward Yahweh, turn their hearts. And yet, there's this thing with the schools. Now, I agree with you also. I believe in schools of the prophet to a certain degree. And then, like you said, there are some erroneous so-called schools out there. You know, there are people trying to teach people to prophesy. Well, I'm here to tell you on Blog Talk Radio, you cannot teach anyone to prophesy. Prophesying must be released by the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Spirit. Ruach HaKodesh in Hebrew. He must release the prophetic mantle, and then the prophet will reveal what is on the heart of Yah. You cannot teach. No one can teach you how to prophesy. And I know people have that's another teaching that has been out there, Apostle.
Yes.
That's erroneous and false teaching. And yes, we have not even realized and imagined the levels and realms and dimensions. Look, there were sons of the prophet. The sons of the prophets were prophets in training, under seasoned, mature prophets that knew Yahweh, that were in this thing a long time, that were seasoned in delivering the word of Yahweh, was very seasoned in hearing the voice of Yahweh. There were sons of the prophet that were being trained.
Mm-hmm.
And then even Elisha did not start off. Elijah, and I say this a lot, these are two prophets. If we really look at, we would really understand the spirit of mentoring and the spirit of really yielding to the leader that Yah has put in one's life, especially prophets, because prophets cannot be trained by just anyone, Apostle Tanita.
That's right.
They cannot be trained. I look all through the scripture. Prophets are trained by other prophets. And when Elijah cast the mantle on Elijah, he did not come and work in the prophetic office and realm immediately. He submitted. He submitted to Elijah's. He submitted to Elijah's teaching. He submitted to the prophetic authority that was over him. And in time, as he walked with the seasoned prophet, began to get the character, the mind, the spirit of the prophet, then he was promoted by Yahweh into the official office of the prophet. But yeah, we want to go to a one-week school and think we can become prophets.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
It's not happening. And you know, there are people that really are so sad because they underestimate the power of Yahweh. They really are. There's people that do not believe that there are prophets today. And I feel for you. But you know what? It's all right. Because you can believe whatever you believe. And I'm not on the internet or on Blog Talk to talk to those who limit the power of Yahweh.
Yeah.
Because all through First Covenant, it talks about the gifts of prophecy. First Thessalonians 2:15 talks about the gift of prophecy. First Thessalonians 5:20 said, do not spurn the gift in utterance of the prophets. Do not depreciate prophetic revelation, nor despise inspired instructions or warnings. There's people that do not want to hear prophecy because they live in a world and in a society that do not teach prophecy correctly. Most of you who do not believe in prophets is because you never came around a true prophet. All you heard was those people that talked about cars and talked about blessings and talked about homes. But there are people that can point out your sin and your ignorant mindset because you're not in the mind of Yahweh and you refuse to believe that he can still use man, that he have power over this earth, and that he have power over sin, and that he created man, and if he created me, he can use me however he please.
Yeah.
So I want to let you know that even as Paul had to tell Timothy, Apostle Paul had to minister to Timothy because Apostle Paul knew that Timothy was going to face a lot of people. See, that's why I thank God for his word where he says the diamond forehead. You got to turn your face like Flint when it comes to ignorant people.
Yeah,
Paul told the people, if you want to be ignorant, stay ignorant. Okay? Your ignorance will not change me. Hallelujah. The power of Yahweh has sent us into a place that we understand. And so we know who he is. There is a place that you have to experience him. And there's a lot of people that don't experience him. They have a head knowledge of Yahweh. They read the scriptures and they teach him from knowledge and not from spirit. My Father. They read him from a gnostic mind view. Apostle Paul had to deal with a lot of gnostics that had a knowledge of him but didn't have a relationship, an intimacy of him. Like Moses said, I must know you. See, a lot of people don't know Yahweh. A lot of people don't know him face to face. A lot of people don't know his ways. They know of him because they read the scriptures. They study the scriptures. Guess what? Satan himself know the word. Satan himself came to Yeshua the exact same way, my Father. So I thank the Lord for all of this that we are understanding. But Apostle Paul told him, he says, imitate. Come on now.
Yes.
Apostle Paul said in 1 Timothy 4:14, do not neglect the gift which is in you. That special inward endowment which was directly imparted to you by the Holy Spirit by prophetic utterance when the elders laid their hands upon you at your ordination. See, we want to take one scripture without knowing him and have no other basis supporting what we're saying, and now we're running around looking ignorant. Apostle Paul said, and Apostle Tanita says, be ignorant. If you want to be ignorant, stay ignorant. But there is power of freedom through the word of Yahweh.
Yes,
there is power of freedom through the word of Yahweh. I want to give you a couple of scriptures that I know will bless you. I want to give you a couple of scriptures that I know will bring you to a place of understanding. Because Yahweh really want to do something for the prophetic generation. I am sick of the people that's prophesying cars. I'm sick of the people that making prophets look like they don't exist. I don't blame some of you who don't believe in prophets. I do not blame you. Because the reason why you don't believe in prophets is because the ones you came around are not prophets. The people that spoke to you have not spoke in prophets. Do you not know prophecy is simply a revelated word? You're being prophesied to right now. Prophecy is a revelated word, a word that opened your eyes to who Yahweh is. That is what prophecy is. Prophecy is not telling you you're getting a car. Prophecy is not telling you you're getting a man. And see, some of you are operating on head knowledge, and you do not have a relationship with him that you can recognize true prophecy. And now you're going around calling good evil. My father. Now you're going around calling good evil. The scripture says, woe unto those that call good evil. Oh, there's a woe condition, and you're hearing it, and you're receiving it. And as you hear the woe condition, know that you've just been prophesied to. My Father, that is just pure word. Matthew 3:14. We still have prophecies that's being walked out through Isaiah. They're still being walked out through Isaiah. And Isaiah 29 began to say, stop and wonder at this. Prophesy if you choose, whether you understand it or not. Okay, listen, Isaiah 29:9, stop and wonder at this prophecy. If you choose, whether you understand it or not, soon you will witness the actual event and be confounded, reluctantly, blind yourself. Now, if you choose, take your pleasure and then be blinded at the actual occurrence. They are drunk, but not from wine. They stagger, but not from strong drink, but from spiritual stupor. But from spiritual stupor. But from spiritual stupor. Matthew 3:14. In them indeed is the process of fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah. Isaiah still, there's prophecy from Isaiah still coming to pass. Because there's people in a spiritual stupor today. In them indeed is the process of fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, you shall indeed hear, but never grasp and understand. And you shall indeed look, but never see and perceive. It is a sad place to be that you are hearing and still not grasping nor understanding. It's a sad place to be in a spirit prophets today. I'm not talking about people that prophesy houses and cars. I'm talking about people that will open up the eyes of the people that are in a spiritual stupor. I'm talking about people that walked like Apostle Paul when he came around Lydia. The scripture said Lydia was already a worshiper. Did it not say that, Prophet Bam?
No, right. That is exactly right, Apostle.
She was already a worshiper. But then when you continue on reading about Lydia, the scriptures begin to say, because she listened to Apostle Paul, that the Lord began to open her heart to receive him. Have your heart been opened? Or are you in an arrogant state that you know the word all by yourself? Lydia was already a worshiper, but she needed her heart open to hear the apostle. She needed to get to a place that where the apostle could take her. She needed to be in a place that she can hear a word that will bring her out of a spiritual stupor. My Father, there are. Yahweh do still have power on this earth today. He created man. And he's bringing us to the new creature that he wants us to become. And the problem is we are fighting against this new creation. We are fighting against this thing. We think that his power ended on the cross. Guess what? His power began then. Oh, my Lord. And what I mean by it began then, I'm talking it began in us.
Yes.
It began in us. It ascended in us. We are in higher places with him because of the cross, because of Yeshua. We are in higher position because Ruach HaKadosh is on this earth. Yeshua said, I will leave you not comfortless. We are in a better place today because of the cross. The power of Yahweh can rest and rule upon us because of that. It didn't end. It began.
You're not right. You're right, Apostle.
It began. It began. I enjoy seeing how Yahweh uses his scriptures. And I enjoy how that we can bring forth the scriptures and people are in a spiritual stupor and their eyes awaken. The power of Yahweh is awesome. And to deny his power is to deny the very existence of him.
Yes.
He have authority. He have power. And then, you know, we got to understand there are people that have nothing better to do but deny the power of Yahweh. They are antichrist. They are anti-Mashiach. They are against the very power and the wonders of Yahweh. First covenant never said it ended. Yeshua said he came to fulfill it.
Yes, he did.
He said he came to fulfill it, not to end it, but fulfill it. Do we know what fulfill means? Man, a lot of people are in a sad state because they have no fulfillment. They have no fulfillment.
Yes.
They have no word to argue their state. They can only argue from an ignorant point. They have no scripture. They have nothing to back them up. They don't stand on anything but their ignorance. And you know what? I thank the Lord. Because people that have nothing but ignorance, only thing they can stoop to doing is what? Coming out the word. And coming from their mind, coming from a world point of view, looking like the word, sounding like the world, acting like the world. You know, these people that run around with these signs and calling people stupid and running around with stuff, you're worldly. You look like the world, you sound like the world, you talk like the world. But you know what? Yeshua came with power. And Yeshua told the people. And you know what? We still have the power today because Yeshua said greater works. What did he say? Greater works. Greater works. There's people that's going to walk around. And I love it. Even Yeshua said they will prophesy in his name. But he said what? Get away from me, ye workers of
iniquity.
They will preach in his name. Get away from me, ye workers of iniquity. There is judgment coming.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Apostle.
There is judgment coming. And some people are going to break their necks to try to find a true prophet of God to bring them out of judgment.
And that's powerful, Apostle. That's enough right there that you've spoken. That's enough right there to wake someone up. To wake someone up to the reality.
Yes.
The reality of Yah's existence. You know, you have plenty of people, Apostle, sit in church Sunday after Sunday. There's people that in church don't believe in Yah. Yah shows me something. Just because someone may walk through the doors of a church, don't mean that they believe in Yah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? But when Yah puts the fivefold ministry, apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers, for the edifying of the church, for the maturing of the believers, then it lets me know then it the apostle, the apostolic and the prophetic authority and ministry must be in the church if it's going to be built up, if it's going to mature and people are going to become seasoned. We have kicked against apostolic and prophetic so long. And yes, it has been abused. This office, this is the office of the prophet, has been abused. And we can see what happens to those that abuse the prophetic office. Judgment will come. It came on Gehazi, which was the servant of Elisha, who was under him, which was under him for training. But he used the prophetic ministry for his own personal gain.
Mm.
Let me tell you, prophets, you're not in this thing for your own personal gain. Yah has, if he's called you, he's called you to such a time as this. Yes. As you said, when you said something about revelation. Revelation, when revelation comes, prophecy is revelation. It causes the eyes of the people to be open. I mean, we have so much out here in this world system that people go after. People are going after psychics and mediums to try to find out what the futures are, what life holds for me. But let me tell you something. The prophet of Yah, the prophet of Yahweh, declares his heart Apostle. Am I right?
Amen.
A prophet of Yahweh will speak his heart, not what the person may want to hear, but they will reveal what is on the heart of Yah. And sometimes on the heart of Yah, he's saying, look, you need to get out your mess because you're in some deep sin. You think you're covering up something. But Yahweh sees all, and yes, he will reveal to the prophet the sins of the people that they can repent. His main motive, Yahweh's main motive, is for people to turn. To turn from their wicked ways. People sitting in church Sunday after Sunday, wicked. And then when a true prophet comes, they don't want to accept it, Apostle.
They don't want to accept it.
They don't want to accept it. But this is powerful. This is powerful. I mean, you gave some good scriptures, and the people can take it back. They can either accept it or not.
Or not.
It's not going to stop Yah from being Yah. It's not going to stop true prophets from being true prophets.
Amen.
This thing goes beyond, as you would say, material things.
It goes beyond that.
Yes.
And if we can, and one of the things with prophetic development is, the prophet's got to understand that Yahweh, God himself, placed you, chose you to be upon this earth, not for your goal to reach heaven.
Come on now.
That has always been an issue. People saying, I'm living to get to heaven. Well, that's good. But there should be a place and a time that you should also become a minister. There should be a place and time that you're reaching out. One of my favorite scriptures in prophetic development is Ephesians 4:10 through the 13th verse. Ephesians 4:10 through the 13th verse. He who descended is the very same as he who has ascended, high above all the heavens, that he, his presence, might fill all things, the whole universe, from the lowest to the highest. 11th verse. And his gifts were varied. He himself appointed and gave men to us, some to be apostles, special messengers, some prophets, inspired preachers and expounders, some evangelists, preachers of the gospel, traveling ministers, some pastors, shepherds of his flock and teachers. 12th verse. His intention was the perfecting and the full equipping of the saints, his consecrated people. So you got to be consecrated.
Yes.
That they should do the work of ministry towards building up Christ's body, the church. 13th verse, that it might develop until we all attain oneness in the faith and in the comprehension of the full and accurate knowledge of the Son of God, that we might arrive at real mature manhood, the completeness of personality, which is nothing less than the standard height of Christ, own perfection, the measure of the stature of fullness of the Christ and the completeness found in him. The purpose, apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, and evangelist, the purpose of your choosing, the purpose of Yahweh choosing you is to equip people for ministry. It's to give people to the mindset of doing ministry. What is ministry? Ministry is not starting a brand new church. Ministry is not starting a brand new school.
Yes.
Ministry is reaching out. Ministry is ministering the word of Yahweh. Ministry is showing yourself to be different, being a light. See, there's a lot of ugly people out here. There's a lot of people that say they are Christ-like, but they carry scriptures, they quote them, but they're devil-like.
Come on.
They're devil-like. But see, our job, apostles, prophet, teacher, and event. It's not to fleece the sheep. It's not to take their money. It's not to preach to them prosperity. It's not that. It's to teach them holiness.
Yes, holiness.
It's to bring them into the very face of Yahweh. See, the problem is we've been around these people that constantly want to tell you about becoming rich, about things of this world, laying up riches of this world. But see, the thing is, we got to understand, we got to seek ye first the kingdom. Prophets, there is a developing that is taking place right now. We are in a season, we are in an hour of apostolic reformation, that Yahweh is bringing his church back to his purpose.
Yes, we are, Apostle.
Back to his purpose. It's sad that the church want to hand over all their responsibilities to the government. We want the government to do our job. We need to go out there and feed the hungry. We need to tend to the widows. But instead, we're trying to figure out ways to become more famous, more known. It is time for us prophets to get to the place that we're speaking the very heart of Yahweh. That is the pure scriptures. That is the pure word. Even Paul told Timothy, he says, I challenge you. The purpose of preaching is to telling people where they are going wrong.
Right.
In what ways are they going wrong? People don't want to hear these things. They want to sit at home, self-learn, self-read, and they want to walk in arrogance and in a gnostic mindset, preach out of intellect.
Right, out of intellect.
Out of intellect. And it's so funny because intellect only goes so far. Intellect, you will soon see how intellectual they are because their conversation will turn to a two-year-old argument. But we thank the Lord. Wow, Prophet Bear, we have done. And we think that we want to thank y'all, those that listen and that sends us your questions and prayerfully weave and answer the question of prophetic school. Those that are seeking prophetic schools, be careful. You will not learn how to prophesy.
You will
Man
not.
Cannot teach you that. You will not learn how to prophesy. And we got to be so careful.
So careful, Apostle.
We have to be so careful. I thank the Lord. There are true ministries out here. There are true prophets out here. And for you, true prophet, know that we are praying. And it's time for us to unite and become one mind. It is time for us to become that, to come up under this what Yahweh, what Yeshua prayed for us to do. Become one. Mature manhood. Christ's own perfection.
Yes.
This only comes through a humble spirit. This only comes through humility. And humbleness don't mean let people step on you either. Humbleness means allowing Yahweh to lead you. Submission. Submit yourself. The scriptures told us that prophets are what? Subject to prophets. All first covenant. All first covenant. Second covenant, I'm sorry. Oh, second covenant. Prophet Bell, you want to end us or close us out with anything?
I just want to say this has really been powerful. And for those, I want to say right now, Apostle, for those that may be listening and that they may be in the prophetic office and you're not under spiritual authority, you're not under the authority of a Yah-ordained leader, then this is what I would say to you. You need to see the face of Yah. You need to get in Yah's face with prayer and ask him where are you supposed to be at this point in your life upon the earth. Because if you are not under authority, you are out of order. You are out of order. And if you're trying to prophesy to people and you're not under authority, then you are illegally trespassing. You are illegally trespassing. I want to read a scripture, Apostle Timothy, Jeremiah 23. It speaks so much about prophets. Jeremiah 23:8, the prophet that have a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that have my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith Yahweh? Is not my word like as a fire, saith Yahweh, and like a hammer that breaketh the rocks in pieces? This lets me know. Prophets are not always prophesying something to make you jump up and down and to make you...
That's right.
I mean, look, he said, my word is like a fire.
It's like fire.
And a hammer. It's like fire. Burn. That breaks the hammer that breaks rocks in pieces. In other words, if someone is truly operating in true prophetic authority and order, then they are going to bring the word of Yah with demonstration and power of the Ruach, of the Spirit of Yahweh. And they're gonna enter the things in your life that you own, that you want to be kept secret. Well, Yahweh revealed his secrets to his servants, the prophets.
Yes,
and we put enough out here today, Apostle Tanita. And that if prophets are out there being renegade prophets, you need to seek God's face and get under leadership.
And to the renegade prophets, I want to go back over Ephesians 4:10, because that's such a powerful scripture. Such a powerful scripture. You're not out here, prophet, to build your ministry. You're not out here to build a church building. You're out here to build the church. You're out here to build the very organism that Christ Mashiach is putting together. Yeshua died for the church. And a lot of these people, like you said, Prophet Bell, going to church, going to services, they're going to services and still don't know them.
Still don't.
You're going to the building, but you're not part of the church. I've asked people, and I ask them often, why do we tend to say we have church? Why do we tend to say that? We are church.
Come on.
We are his body. Come on, prophets, apostles, evangelists, and teachers, you are sent to equip the church. That is not the building. That is the body.
Yes.
And there's too many prophets running around here lying. Want to build brick by brick an actual building, not understanding that we're building the body of Mashiach. I love Ephesians 4:10-13. Such a powerful scripture.
Yes.
The full equipping of the saints. This is the attention. This is the purpose why Yahweh put us here. This is why we're supposed to be gift to men. Men are not gift to you. And when a lot of people sit there and think, when we talk about submission and we talk about under the authority, we're not talking about let man barbaric you.
Right.
I've seen people in churches, and I feel so sorry for them. And they're sitting up on the pastors that have a barbaric mindset. That is not what we're saying. And that's not what Yahweh wants. Moses was the authority. And there's always going to be a core around.
Yes.
Always going to be a core around. Trying to lead someone. And see, let me tell you how out of order demons are. Demons are so out of order. People that call themselves Christians, but they walk in a demonic mindset, they go to people, other people ministries, other people anoint, other people homes. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And they go in there and try to rule their home. So out of order.
So out of order.
So out of order. So unchristlike. See, the reason why you got to do that, because no one coming to you. Because you have no drawing spirit. But the apostle and the prophet today drew people.
Yes.
Even the one that want to sit there and lie. You've been drawn. Because we didn't come to you. You came to us.
Yeah.
That is a submitting to authority. Even as you might be sitting there thinking, what are they talking about? But I remind you, Isaiah already prophesied of you. You're going to hear and still not hear. You're going to look and still not comprehend. You've already been a product of prophecy.
Yes, just fulfilling it.
You're fulfilling prophecy. And you know what, apostles, I want you to get to the place. And Prophet Bell, because Prophet Bell knows that we have an awesome time together. I love working with this man of God. I love working with him. And one of the things that we have got to the place is that when we can cause people to talk, even if they're talking ignorant. They're listening.
Yes, they are.
They're listening. They're listening. Oh, come on, y'all. They're listening.
Yes, they are listening.
Fulfillment of prophecy. So we thank the Lord tonight. We thank the Lord today for allowing us to be on here. We thank the Lord for those that have marked us as your favorite. We thank you, and we pray that, prophet, that you are in a place that you're getting prophetic development, that man is literally taking you and training you as Yahweh has placed himself in them to train you. He sent them as a gift to equip you, Ephesians 4. Be in that place of being trained. Not dictated, but being trained.
Being trained.
Just like Moses. And you know what I love about Moses? He was so humble. When Korah came, Moses didn't come out against them. Moses didn't fight. He didn't use any words. What did he do? He said, let the Lord decide.
Yes.
And what happened? The earth opened up. There's a lot of Korahs getting ready to be swallowed up.
For rebellion.
Because of pure rebellion and being pure out of order. We pray. We will be on, Prophet Bell. We're going to attempt to do another one this week. If we don't do another blog talk this week, we will do one next week. We thank you for your emails. We thank you for your comments, your questions. Because without you, without the drawing, without the Ruach HaKadosh, and you're listening, guess what? The word will be falling down on dry soil. There are some that is actually taking these seeds and they're flourishing, while others are just being the product of prophecy of Isaiah in a spiritual stupor. We thank the Lord for the word today. Prophet Bell, we also have a conference in Spring Lake, North Carolina. We invite you to come out to the conference. We are doing a prophetic arts conference. Voices of Christ, Scribe of Anointing from Georgia will be part of this conference, where we will begin to reveal to you that even your art, even the word of Yahweh can speak through a picture. Yahweh wants to use you. Let not your talents be silent. Yeah. But allow Yahweh to take them. Give them over to him. Submit them under his authority. And watch what Yahweh can do through you. Any last words, Apostle Bell?
I just want to say this, Apostle. You know, when Yah gave me this revelation, it was so profound. We as prophets, if we only recognize and knew the power,
yes,
that Yahweh has given us in our mouth. Yah spoke to me, and he revealed to me that the word in the mouth of a prophet hold more authority than the word in the mouth of a politician. When Yah spoke that to me, Apostle, it made me realize, hey, I have to go even deeper.
Much deeper.
I have to go much deeper. Much
mm-hmm.
deeper. And I mean, when y'all release this profound revelation, it just causes us. And you know, also, and while you were speaking, he just spoke this to me. These blog talks, apostles, those that are listening, those to whom we're ministering to, y'all said, guess what? They are helping to sharpen my prophetic skills.
Yes.
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 You out there, you're helping that my prophetic skills may be sharpened. That I can do and operate as a prophet in the kingdom of Yah,
yes.
as his mouthpiece on the earth, but yet in the kingdom of Yah. I mean, this is powerful. This has been a powerful teaching, the importance of prophetic development. Apostle Danita, I say the same thing. I enjoy working with you. I believe we got a close connection as apostles and prophets. Even there, it is written, ministry, your husband, Apostle Henry. I said, this is what you call a team.
Yes.
A team ministry.
Yes, yes.
Let us stop bickering with one another. Let us stop saying, well, my anointing is more stronger than your anointing. We're in this thing. You said we're gifts to men.
Mm-hmm.
We need to act like it. We need to walk in it.
Yes.
We need to walk in it. Amen.
Yes. Amen. We will be on next week or this week, and we will talk about ministering from the heart of Yahweh as a prophetic development, how to get to this place that you understand that you're not supposed to minister to man. You're not supposed to minister to their heart. You're supposed to minister what Yahweh is saying, which will be unto man. And that will take us to a place of understanding. Yeah, because, you know, we're so busy. We walk in empathy. We walk in empathy. We simply want to just feel sorry for people.
And you know what, Apostle? I don't see nowhere in the first covenant where a prophet, really a true prophet, walked in a false humility and felt sorry for someone. I mean, look, my time is running out. I mean, Elijah, when y'all told him to get up and go to Zarephath and the widow woman's going to be there, and I've commanded her to bless you. I mean, this prophet, in our day, we would say that Elijah was arrogant to tell this woman to feed him first when she already said, look, I don't have nothing left, only me and my son. I just have enough of me and my son. And here you prophet talking about blessing you, sustaining you.
Mm.
But you know what? Elijah didn't feel sorry for her.
No.
Elijah knew that he was walking in prophetic authority from Yah. He heard the voice of Yah, gave him direction. Go to Zarephath. I've already put somebody in a strategic place that's gonna sustain you. And yes, this woman, she's not gonna have much, but because the prophet is coming, and he's gonna speak and decree things in her life, I'm going to cause a blessing also to come into her house.
Yes.
So we must be bold. We must be bold.
Yes, we must be bold.
We must be bold.
We must
and, you
be
know,
bold.
And I want to say this because there are some that walk in manipulation or want to manipulate things from people, trick people for financial gain. Look, we're not saying that you're supposed to empty your bank account to give to the prophet. No, we are not saying that. We are not saying that. Look, Apostle, Yah is going to take care of his prophet.
Yes, he is.
He's going to take care of his prophet. I've seen it. I've seen it by experience. Years, Yah will take care of his prophet. You might be by the brook now that's dry, but Yah is going to put you in a place where he's going to make provision. He's going to make provision for you.
Mm-hmm.
So
with that said, we thank you for listening. We thank you for the drawing, because a lot of people, and I want to encourage apostles and prophets. You will draw nutcases.
Oh, come on.
You will draw them. But the reason why you're drawing them, because no one's being drawn to them.
Hmm.
No one's being drawn to them. And so you will draw nutcases. You will draw people that are in a woe condition. But I want you to be ready to pray for them at all times. Because you never know. Yahweh drew them for a reason.
Yes, he did.
He drew them for a reason. Be encouraged. Be blessed. We love you here at It Is Written Ministry. Be encouraged. Bye-bye.
Amen.